Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and banner up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giulia. This hour, 94 WIP is fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you want to have peak performance from your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. We got a lot going on here on the show. We'll check in with you people around 1:40. We'll see who they're mad at today. And we have to get to this in a few minutes and within this segment here. Hugh put an edict down yesterday or recently for a Philadelphia athlete, and I think they totally spit in the face of that edict yesterday. I mean, just totally a lack of respect for Hugh.
Immediately.
That is just alarming.
I like how we just, spin these things. It's awesome.
Well, we work with Spin Dr. Douglas over here.
I'm just saying, it's awesome.
Yeah, well, it's the truth, too. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation. PI Dental Center. .com. All right, let's check in. A couple polls today. Actually, more than a few polls over at the Midday Show account on Twitter. Most recent one, I believe, yes, if we're up to you, who would you prefer to win this series, the Knicks or the Celtics? And I haven't voted yet or seen the results. I'm going to vote right now just to see here. 66% on the Knicks. That's a little surprising.
That's too much.
It's the Nova thing.
Cannot.
Well, but what else would it be? I mean, they're both disliked. They're both hated.
I mean, well, we heard Taste Cake Dom almost.
Yeah, he was upset.
Well, almost drove off the road when sure. I said I was rooting for the Celtics. There's some of that.
And there's been more historic Celtics,
yes.
Sixers, yeah. Big moments. Okay. I understand that. Before last year, what had been a long time between the Sixers and Knicks having big series at the same time. Okay, we also had which better describes how you feel about the Knicks after last night, annoyed or jealous. That's a pretty close one, 52% jealous. My favorite poll today, though, does Hugh Douglas have enough cultural clout to get invited to the Met Gala?
But it say what percentage I'm at?
You're at 77%. No, you're losing.
He went back up. Yeah. He went, dang. Yeah, they about right, though. I can't even be mad at that one.
You know what? Maybe I have
to do something provocative.
I know, you could do that. I have a way for you to get there.
Well, how's that?
Maybe you need a date with cultural clout. Maybe you got to weasel your way in.
You mean like with Joy or somebody?
Well, I didn't say her name. You brought her back up again.
No, because did you see her outfit when she wore to the Beyonce concert?
I didn't.
Boy. I was like, she played way too much. She played way too much with that outfit.
So maybe next year you go with her. She has some clout.
What Hugh's saying is he's trying to get in as a plus one.
That might be his best shot.
Yeah, because that's the only way I'm gonna get in. I don't have enough pull culturally.
I think you should work that angle.
Colin Kaepernick was there. He was there with his girlfriend.
But he had a lot of pole culture.
Yeah.
I think you need to find a date that has cultural clout. That seems to be your best way in.
Yeah, that's probably the only way I'm going to get to go.
Yeah. What's more likely? You earn cultural clout in a year or you find a date?
As both of them about to seem like they're about long shots right about now.
Make waves, Hugh. You got to make waves.
Hey, both of those seem like a long shot. What was the long shot in the Kentucky Derby? That would be me.
We'll see Hugh Douglas in the news.
That's a long
all for the
shot.
Sake of getting into the Met Gala.
Man. Because it's like, you know what it is? It's not so much date. It's like the hoops I got to jump through to date.
Well, especially if you're dating someone with cultural clout. Yeah, they have time for you and your nonsense.
Yeah. Because soon as she started talking about going to dinner at the fancy restaurant, I was like, hold up.
Well, we'll find out.
Like, hold up.
We'll find out how much you want to go to the Met Gala next year. Because obviously right now, not
how
enough.
How bad do you want it?
Can we go to the pub and get a beer and a shot? Can we go get some crab fries? Never had those before. I know the owner.
You think you're doing a drink and a shot with someone with cultural clout?
Hey, listen. We can go to Shea Chickie and Pete's.
I know
Pete Cherokee personally.
You're trying to make it work with free crab fries?
Yeah. It's seafood. Seafood ain't cheap, dog.
I agree.
I'm gonna take him to Chickie and Pete's. I'll be like, listen, I have this nice swanky restaurant in South Philly that I go to. It's called Shea Chickie.
Yeah. That's how you're gonna get your plus one.
So I'm working on it.
There's no shot you're into the Met Gala. I mean, with this way of acting,
it's a long shot.
Yeah, it is. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Joe, Hugh, Kyle.
What's up,
Big
man?
V?
What's going on, Hugh? Come on, man. You're gonna have to loosen up a couple of dollars. Take one of those, over the top girls, and you'll be the Met Gala next year.
See that ain't my style. Over the top, that's ain't my style.
Well, you want it? Do you want to go to the Met Gala or not?
I kind of want to go, but I might have to go on my own merit though.
On your own merit.
I might have to, that merit? I don't know. I'm gonna figure it out.
You'll be 90 on your own merit. Come on.
I'll figure it out. I got a year. I got a year.
Yeah, but I think they do the invitations way in advance.
Well, I got
it's
time.
Not last minute
well,
thing.
You know, it'll probably be. I'll probably have to strike during football season when the iron's hot. I have to do something provocative.
You think you're going to be able to top last year with the offense defense?
Nah, I'll figure it out.
All right,
but you know what the sad part about it is because everybody's going to know. Like when I do it, they're going to be like, "Oh, he's trying to get that cultural crowd."
It's performative. Yeah,
it ain't going to hit the same.
What are you going to do? Slap Jerry Jones?
That would work. Yeah, but Jerry might not survive that. We don't.
Yeah, that might be jail time.
Yeah.
What have I done to deserve this?
I've been in jail. Well, I've been locked up. I ain't trying to do that again.
All right, Big V, what do you got for us?
It's not what's hot in the street.
Yeah, you told us about that last week, but you didn't go to the bathroom for 3 days.
That's not hot in the street.
Big V, Eagles do enough to replace BG.
Replace him as a player, I think they're there, but, you know, it's that intrinsic value that Brandon brings to the field, that inspiration, you know, that big brother type of thing, and you know, will jack you up if you're doing something wrong, pat you on the head when you're doing something right.
Mm-hmm.
That leadership, which you know, kept him going, you know, squash some fights and infighting. So I think that you know, it's going to take a lot to replace that.
It's going to take an enormous amount. Yes, they're going to have to chip in. All right, it's not. I agree with you on this. It's not going to be one person isn't going to take the mantle. It's going to have to be a group of players that chip in for both the production and the leadership stuff.
Yeah, but like one of the callers said, or I think you said it. You know, it's going to be some essence of Brandon all around. You know, some things he does, something he always says is going to come up. Work out. And, you know, it'd be great because, I mean, he, in terms of Philadelphia Eagles, he has to be one of our best ambassadors on and off the field.
Of course. Yeah. I mean, ever. I mean, certainly in the last 15 years. All right, Big V, what's your guess? Hughes clues. Who's the player?
Dawkins.
Dawkins. Not it. Actually, Big V, it's an interesting guess because I think Doc and
before 2010.
Yeah, but they missed each other by a year.
One year. Yeah,
Brian and Brandon.
Not even 08.
I think, but Brandon was drafted in 10 and in 09. Yeah. In 09.
Okay. Well, so I guess I was counting 08. For...
Oh, I guess you're right. After the 08 season. Right, because Brian's first year in Denver was 9. Mm. Yeah, so they two seasons they made. It was pretty kind of close, though. They're lapping, overlapping careers. All right, Hugh, I think people need help here. We don't sometimes give the fourth clue till about 1:30, but...
You don't have any faith in the people?
I don't have any faith in your first three clues.
My first three clues were fire. Mm. Well, it ain't been too many cats that overlap me and BG.
Ain't been that but many. But it's hard to remember that those cats.
Yeah, because it's been so long. Yeah, I do agree it's been a while.
Okay.
This one might be a little harder. Okay. I get you that.
All right, so what's the fourth clue here?
He changed his last name.
All right, we have a teammate of Brandon Graham's. Yeah. He's featured in one of Merrill East's famous calls. He was also a teammate of Hugh Douglas's, and he changed his last name.
It feels like we're down to just one guy.
You way to go, Kyle.
I don't think there are many.
Kyle ushered him right there.
There's all like, look.
No, it's well, technically.
We've had some disastrous Hugh's Clues guesses.
Well, technically, even when it's we two, made it obvious. Technically, it's two. Or, wait a minute, three. No, four.
What?
Yeah, it's four.
That apply to this?
Yes.
Four people changed their name?
No, well, I meant four team. I was thinking, I was still on four teammates.
Oh, four people were your teammates and also his. Yeah. Yeah, but the change the name part there, that's where it all is at. All right, Anthony's in Norristown. What's up, Anthony?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah.
What's
that clue really made things a little interesting.
Did it make it harder?
It did.
Yeah, that's an L for Hugh, if I'm counting my L's and W's for Hugh.
Can I throw one out before my guess?
Nah, no, that ain't how we do it.
If you throw it out, it's your guess.
Be serious.
All right, I'll hold up on that. But
hey, we just gave you the biggest clue. What are you talking about?
With BG, we...
It steamrolled you.
He ain't paying.
We got some players on the team right now. And my guy has been Jordan Mailata. I like this, the way that he presents himself, the way that he does all the singing stuff in the holidays, and I feel like people can look up to him. So he's, you know, in step for replacing a Doc or a Fletch or a BG, you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. I think Mailata, if you tell me to name someone who's going to be the next spokesperson that's going to talk, like I mentioned earlier, Anthony, who's going to be the guy to speak up when things are rough, like they're in a losing streak or people aren't happy? Mailata
might be the guy.
Mailata feels like he's going to take the mantle.
He's the biggest freaking dude. Who is,
well, he is big. Yeah.
You're going to talk back to him?
Yeah, you all right?
What?
I don't know.
What is wrong with him?
Is you okay?
I don't know.
No, man, I'm okay. I was just speculating. I was doing some reckless speculating, man. I'm sorry.
Anthony, what?
Not too many gummies?
Not, I don't think today. It's only Wednesday.
No, you know what? It's since we're here, and I was kind of wondering what was up with you. You all right over there?
I'm chilling. I'm saying Trey Thomas, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That was your guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that was wrong.
Did change his name, though, right?
Did Trey change his name?
It's William, right?
Oh, he changed his name from William Thomas to Trey.
Is that really Trey? Because it's William Thomas the III.
It was William Thomas.
Okay, but he's... I think it makes... It's a good guess, Anthony. Because
I respect that as an answer.
It changes the name he's presented as, right? Like it's...
Considering that the state we theorized.
Right. No, well, that's part of it. Now, he didn't change his name legally. Hugh, you're saying he just changed the name he went by.
Yeah, he just called Trey. I always called him Trey. But his name is William Thomas.
But I can understand from a listener perspective, like, that sounds... name change could be like, hey, call me this now versus changing your name.
No, I get where you're going.
Yeah, there's two different parts.
That was all right. I thought he had some gummies. A little bit. He's a little slurry. I mean, I'm not trying to. If you're still listening, I'm not trying to say that you know you were drinking, but it did kind of sound like you were drinking.
Well,
a little
it's 1:11. It's five. It could be 5:00.
I mean, and that's okay if that's what you want to do. Yeah. That's your business. But I'm just saying, I don't partake in gummies until after 3:00.
Well, he did have the nerve to call out Hugh.
Yeah.
As if he was okay.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, I don't like.
Well, okay? He heard you with. He mumbles.
Well, I mean, you know, that mumbling irritates some folks to no end.
Like you're telling me.
Yeah, they'll be all right, though.
Yeah, they will. Everyone's going to be okay. All right, before we go into further, you did put an edict down the other day, Hugh. We did our show on Bryce Harper on Friday, right? Mm-hmm. And how he wasn't playing great. The Phillies needed more out of him. Frustrated, annoyed.
Said stop TikToking.
Concerned. And you had mentioned that maybe it's time to put the TikToks away and kind of just, you know, hone in. Well, Bryce, as we know, is a listener to the station, heard you. And I mean, listen to this.
That's what we're going with.
It sounds to me like he just totally said that Hugh Douglas.
Don't know what he's talking about.
That guy's a clown. Here's Bryce with his latest TikTok yesterday on the golf course in Florida.
What up, y'all? We're out at Cabot Farms today playing some golf. And thought I'd bring you along a par 3-16 and see what I can do. Not the greatest. Bogey golf. That's what I do. Or double bogey. Sevens, fives, all of them.
It's a shot at Hugh.
That felt like a direct shot at Hugh Douglas.
Can you do me a favor, Kyle?
Mocking.
Can you tell me, do me a favor?
Maybe.
Send me that video because I just want to see the comments. Because I like in times like this, I think it's bold. Like in this day and age when you had the type of outings that you've had the last couple of days to go. And because you know people on the comments when you do the TikToks,
I don't disagree.
They get brutal.
There's a time and a place.
They get brutal. Mm-hmm.
I got
they
some for
brutal.
You. You ready for this?
Give me the meme.
Comment section on the Bryce Harper TikTok. If only he could hit a moving ball.
Yeah, that right there. That's what I'm talking about.
We don't need to see the golf swing. We need to see you in the cage working on hitting a high fastball and a lefty breaking ball moving away from you.
Can I just
go ahead
for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to channel my inner Black Gritty. Bryce, thank you for choosing me, first and foremost. Mm-hmm. But I did that to protect you.
You did.
I tried, and he didn't listen. I was trying to protect you. Because I'm in these streets. You know what I mean?
King of pander while he's 8 for last 47.
Yeah.
Hey, Kyle, I know you might not like where I'm coming from, but I'm in these streets. I understand. Even though I go to bed early, I still know what the streets are saying. Mm-hmm. You put yourself in a bad spot. Yep. I've been there. You know what I mean? So I knew I'm helping you out, but you didn't want, you know what I mean?
That was sound advice.
I was trying to tell you, but you know, he probably turned the comments off by now. He obviously didn't because you could see him still, huh?
Well, someone reposted his TikTok. I don't even have TikTok, but I saw the video.
They flamed him.
Couple more here. That's the same swing I've seen every at bat. How many times did he whiff?
Wow.
Are you bleeping kidding?
I try. Like, dog, listen. I was a former athlete. I know how it is. I know how I work around these parts. I'm just telling you, stay away from the social media, man, because you took, like, it's your day off. No question.
He can play golf if
you
want.
You can play golf if you want to. But just be prepared for the backlash.
Maybe not post it. Last one here. Stop with the stupid TikTok BS and get a hit.
See, Joe enjoyed that way too much.
You know, I think my favorite is just simply, are you bleeping kidding me?
Yeah, are you bleeping kidding me?
The man's golfing.
You enjoyed that completely too much. No, I'm just saying, I'm trying to help you out, dog. I mean, everything I say here, because I say it with all due respect, and I think you phenomenal, but boy, sometimes you just got to read the room.
Now, you being...
No one beats a good are you bleeping kidding.
I know. Are you being right about this doesn't change the fact that he totally disrespected
what
you
said. No, I
think
he felt... He's done a lot. Like, he's been more forthcoming. Well, he was more forthcoming.
On Sunday he was, yeah.
On Sunday.
Yep.
And so I think he's just trying to chase normal. He's chasing normal,
and he should,
as you should in this game. But boy, you just got to be prepared for the backlash.
Some advice? How about hit tonight?
You better knock him out the park.
Get a couple knocks tonight, because you know what's going to happen tonight. If he goes 0-for-4, there'll be comments like, "But you could golf yesterday, but he could put a TikTok up yesterday."
That's about to kill him.
Yeah, I suggest a big night for Bryce tonight.
Are you bleeping kidding?
That was strong.
Oh man, it was. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Jay in West Philly's up. Good afternoon, Jay.
What up? Hey, yo.
What's up?
That is my favorite time of the week right there. I need that read every day. You need to read his comments for the pandering king.
Well, if he continues to struggle, we'll read him all the time. Oh, yeah, and puts up the TikToks. Yeah.
About to be flying.
Yep.
I need those read every day.
We did it just for you, Jay. We planned this out just for you.
I really think you did. You probably see me up there and say, look, try to get on my good side, Julio. Now, what are you worried about with Brandon Graham? You want him to play forever?
No, I mean, I understand it was time. I just I didn't feel like they did enough to replace him.
Well, they got players out there. They did another draft. They picked up some more people. He don't mention people. He sat there and told you who going to take over the room, but nobody listened. Everybody wanted him to play until he in the wheelchair. Let that man go, man.
Well, it's hard, Jay. It's hard. Let him go. He's a great player.
Let him go, man. Jeez. Let him be free, man. He already told you Nolan Smith going to take over the room. You seen it from the clips last year. Mm-hmm. The leaders is going to be Jordan Davis and Nolan Smith. So they're going to be all right, man. You can, look, people got to grow sometimes. You run him around here until he's 65. Then you're going to complain. And he played too much. He brought it back. That's what you were saying last year before he was playing.
Well, then he played very well. He played very well last year.
Okay, well, let him be. Let him go.
Well, you know me. I'm going to complain no matter what.
You like to hold on to the past.
Yes, of course I do.
It's a draft every year, man. Calm down. We're going to be all right. Y'all said the same thing about the other Panthers. Pandering King number one. Y'all said that about Kelce.
Well, I was wrong about that. I was wrong. They were fine.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll be all right, man. Then we just win the Super Bowl?
They did. But now we're on to 2025. Jay, we're on to 2025 now.
I know 2-2, Julio. I know that now. You rooting for the Knicks now.
No, I'm not rooting for the Knicks. I'm jealous of the Knicks, Jay. Jealous.
Jealous of what?
Jealous. They play with heart. They came back from 20 down against the Celtics.
They come back, Boston.
So they choked.
Oh, my God. Hold on, Jay. Would the Sixers...
If Boston had made half of those threes, would they have been come back?
Well, no. If any team makes all their shots, what does that mean?
I didn't say all of them. If Boston had just made 5 more three-pointers, it would have been a comeback. It'd have been a gritty comeback.
No, well, of course not. But Jay, I'm not worried about anything. If the Sixers were in that spot last night, they roll over like dogs.
They had James Harden and Ben Simmons on it.
And Joel Embiid. Don't forget that guy. He'd roll over like a dog too. Embiid.
Don't forget who?
Embiid.
Yeah, he was out there. The bum was scared.
Oh, jeez.
Harden was scared, and he had to do too much.
Oh, there we go. Let's make excuses for Joel. Yeah.
Where was the new Rodney Pete at? I ain't hear nobody complain about him.
Rodney Pete?
Rodney Pete.
Yeah. Tyrese Maxey, old Smiley there. Ain't nobody say nothing about him.
I didn't know he's the new Rodney Pete. Now we have a new nickname.
He's new Rodney Pete. He smiled all the time and everything. He misses threes. Look, he was the same one laying on the ground when he was down for the loose ball.
You're not a Maxey guy?
Who, Lou Williams? Yeah, he overrated. He's a Maxey guy.
Called him Lou Williams.
And everybody want to build a team around him. Well, he's a six man.
Who else are we building the team around, Jay?
Number two pick, huh?
Who else are we building the team around?
Hey, you see, Tobias Harris was in the playoffs this year, right?
I saw.
Jay, I brought it up. Didn't nobody want to talk about that?
Yeah, they like to hear that. They want to hear that. They look, he was in the playoffs.
But what does that have to do? What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just talking about the team and everybody you rooting for.
I'm not rooting for anyone in this postseason. I just wish the Sixers. Jay, what do you got for us? What's your guess?
I ain't got no guess. I don't know who just changed the name.
Stumped
none of that,
Jay.
So wow, you stumped Jay. You proud of yourself here?
Oh, Jay, he ain't even give a guess, man.
That's a bad reflection on you.
But no, I mean it's easy because how many Eagles do you know that have changed their name?
Not many.
I mean it's not okay.
I can think of one other one besides the answer, but I don't think. Well, he doesn't fit the other criteria.
Mm-hmm.
There's not many.
Yeah, so think about it.
You have stumped people. I have a thought that this one might go down to like literally the end. I mean, we might need a fifth clue to help people out. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to G Money in Delaware. What's up, G Money?
You don't need a fifth clue, Jaquan Parker.
Whoa!
Hey, out the gate, boom!
100%, man.
He knew it.
Yeah, yeah.
What gave it away? Was it the name change?
I remember vaguely. I've been following Eagles for a while. I remember vaguely they had a player that legally changed his name.
Yep.
I think it was Thomas before.
It was Thomas. Yep.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that, so yeah.
Well, Cheap Money, you got it.
Good job.
$100 gift card to Sunoco.
I'll take it. I can use that.
Well, everyone can. Well, happy you won, G-Money. Good stuff, buddy. All right, can we hear the call? So we did say a couple times, one of the clues was he was part of a famous Merrill Reese call. Let's hear a 2011 Eagles in Buffalo against the Bills, and this happened.
Hasn't gotten the snap yet. Still calling. Eagles jumps! They jump! Jaquay Parker jumps! And just cost the Eagles their last chance. That's what they were doing. They weren't going to run a play. Well, they were just going to.
Well, I knew that.
We knew it. They weren't going to run a play. The Eagles just gave them the game.
That was strong.
It's an all-time Merrill call. That was early October of 2011. The dream team had begun to break Merrill.
Dark times.
Bad seasons break Merrill. I mean, the talkie-talkie interception with Carson Wentz in 2020 is an all-time Merrill's spirit was broken by how bad the play was. And that 2011 season started with so much promise, and then they just lost games left and right they should have won. Giants, 49ers, that Buffalo game, and then basically, by the middle of October, the season was dead.
The talkie-talkie.
Do you have talkie-talkie?
I'm trying to find it, but I remember the octave going up like.
That's the talkie-talkie pick was when I knew he was done with Wentz. I mean, he wasn't going to say it, but like
I heard that was a tough time.
Tough season.
Yeah.
I'm actually jealous of people like you, Hugh, that didn't have to live through the 2020 Eagles. Watching Carson
Wentz. I mean, I was watching from afar.
I know, but like. Coming in here on Mondays after.
Oh, it was rough, yeah.
Well, and having to tell people, like, this guy stinks. I mean, this guy flat
and then
out.
And you're getting killed for
yes.
it. Yes. Yeah.
That went on for a month or two. And then by November, I think everyone saw the same things I did. He absolutely stunk. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll check in with you people before we wrap up the show. Phone lines as well. We celebrated an Eagles legend yesterday. On the other side, we'll officially say goodbye to another Eagles legend as some news dropped yesterday. You may have missed this. We'll have it for you next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.